Beloved, Christ is in our midst. It seems appropriate that the gospel that we read today from Luke of the Good Samaritan follows the one we read last Sunday, the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, because there's a parallelism when we look at it. Last week, it was the rich man who had the ailing Lazarus, the poor beggar, covered with sores outside his gate. And never once did he look at Lazarus and say, "This man is mine," or "This man is me." And so he did not go to that blessed place where Lazarus went. And today, a lawyer asks Jesus what he needs to do to be saved. And Jesus reminds him of the law that God gave through Moses to love God and to love your neighbor. And then the question comes, well, who is my neighbor? In essence, is it the person who lives next door to me? Is it the person who looks like me? Is it the person who votes the same way I do? The person who belongs to the same ethnicity as me? The person who enjoys the same hobbies that I do? And Jesus tells the lawyer a startling parable. It's startling. Because a Jew is going from Jerusalem, up, way up high where Jerusalem is on Mount Zion, down to Jericho. And as we have heard from Jesus, he's robbed and beaten, left half dead. And along comes a priest who looks and does nothing. A fellow Jew. And then a Levite, also a fellow Jew, who looks and does nothing. And then comes the Samaritan. Samaritans and the Jews had nothing to do with each other. Each disliked the other. One would not do a good deed from one to the other. And it's this man, the enemy of the man who was beaten and left for dead. This man goes to him and doesn't simply go to him. He pours oil and wine on his wounds. He hoists him on his own beast and takes him to the inn. And then he leaves money with the innkeeper, saying, "Take care of him. Make sure he gets better. Do what you can, and any more you spend, I will repay when I come back." This parable, beloved, is showing us God's love for us. And if he loves us this way, then we must love each other. For the commandments are to love God and to love our neighbor. And Jesus is teaching us that our neighbor is even the person who hates us, even the person we don't like, who rubs us the wrong way, who we see and we turn from and want to leave right away. The person who doesn't look like us. The person who doesn't vote the way we do. The person who isn't the same ethnicity as we are. The person who isn't only the one that lives next door to us. For we sinners create walls between one another. They may not be physical, but they certainly exist within us, that we will throw up a wall that this person is there and I am here. I have nothing to do with them. And that's what the rich man did last week. That's what the Levite and the priest did in today's gospel. But St. Paul reminds us in his letter to the Ephesians that Jesus is our peace, and he has made us one, breaking down the dividing wall of hostility. And we set up walls between ourselves and each other, and then between ourselves and God. In consequence, for when we sin, we are saying, God, your place isn't here, this is my spot, and I'm going to do what I will, and you stay out of it. But God doesn't let us like that. For to understand how this parable is about God's love for us, we have to look at the deeper meaning that was known early in the church. That the person who went from Jerusalem to Jericho is the figure of all of us as one person, all of humanity as one person, going out from God, from paradise, to Jericho, into the world, where we are beset by passions, where we commit sins, so that we are wounded and dying and in need. And even though we've turned our back on God by our sin, the Samaritan who comes is Christ. He takes on ashes and clay. He becomes us to come to us, to pour in oil and wine on our wounds, which the church understands as the sacraments. And then, in even more humility, where it says that he hoisted the man on his own beast, the saints understand this, that Christ hoisted himself, hoisted us, on his own back. That he would call himself a beast of burden to take us up on his shoulders, to carry us to the inn, which is the church, where we have the sacraments, that we may continue to experience him. And he goes saying that he will come again. He will come again to us in his second coming to call us to himself. This is the love that God has for us. That though we made ourselves his enemies by our sins, he lowers himself to become ashes and dust to raise us up to himself. And if this is what our Master and Maker does, how can we legitimately do otherwise to others, to people we see every day, whom we speak to every day, who we run into maybe for only one time in our whole life, and there to understand is Christ. There he is in that person. To understand in seeing that person, I see myself. And if I were that person, how would I want to be treated? How would I want to be received? How would I want to be spoken to? One of the saints had said, a monastic, I fought for 20 years to see every human being as only one. That we fight to see each other as only one. That there is no one who is outside of us. That we are all created by God, and His image is in everyone. Even when the image may be difficult for us to see, there it is. And there we must do as the Samaritan did, and be neighbor to the one who fell among the thieves. As Christ Himself, our life, was and is and ever will be our neighbor, our brother, the Son of God.